Ches'ir, 5th of June, Rabbi David Potash, Shumaya Ka'ina, Svinas Oima.
Which means that the mitzvahs where we can be yoitz the mitzvah by listening to somebody else say the mitzvah. For instance, Kiddush, Havdalah, we're all mechuyev to make Kiddush, all mechuyev to make Havdalah. And yet, we can be yoitz with one person making the Kiddush and Havdalah and everybody else listening. That's the way we yoitz is called Shemeah Ka'ayna. The listening is as if you said it yourself. And of course, there's many mitzvahs like that, Megillas Esther, and all sorts of mitzvahs which are miskayim b'dibur. The makor of the din of shemeah ka'ayna is a gemara in sukkah, and the gemara says brings it there from sukkim. The gemara is from sukkim. The one with his makor mitzvah shemeah ka'ayna. The gemara is talking about halel. That the way that they would say halel b'tzibur was that the chazan would say part of the pasuk and the tzibur would finish off the second half of the pasuk, and the Gemara asks, well, how can you be yotze like that? You have to say the whole of Halel. So the Gemara says, a yotze with what you learn from the Chayyid, from the Chazan, with Shemei Ka'on. So the Makor of Shemei Ka'on is a din deraisa, that we can be yotze mitzvahs with Mishmir. Now, in mitzvahs with Sa'ome, Mishabur brings in Simon Toch Peites, Machloikos Achroinim, and Rishonim, as we'll see, whether one can be yotze Sviya Sa'ome with Shemeah Ka'ayna. That means if somebody says he has kavana to motzi you and you have kavana to yotze, and he says Hayoyim Shnei Yomim Ba'ayma, and you listen, are you yotze with listening to him or not? So the Mishabura brings a machlokes. He says as like Mashma is the Loshon Machabe is Mitzvah kol echad lispar la'atzmoy. So mitzvah on everybody to count the sphere for himself. And the Mishabura says of Zivus Fatim Lachem. Mashma she mitzvah kol al kol yochad v'yochid. Since it says Fatim Lachem that you have to count, it's mashma that the mitzvah is on everybody. And the mashma is there, the sphere ain't a k'mashah mitzvah satole ba'mira lini kiddush v'atolak yoytze b'zeh. It's mashma from here, says the Mishabura, that this mitzvah is different to Kiddush and Avdolah. By Kiddush and Avdolah, you yotze by listening because of Shemei Koine. Over here, the Torah is megale, that you have to count yourself, and you're not yotze unless you count for yourself. However, some opinion learn that when the Torah says Usfatim Lachem, all it means is that it's not a din in Beistin. In other words, we know that it's a din of Yovel, and the Beistin have to count the seven Shmittas in order to know exactly when Yovel is and to pronounce the Kedusha of the Yovel. And that's only a din in Beistin, that's not a din in every single member of Klal Yisrael. So the Usfatim Lachem by Svitzer Oima is only coming to exclude Beistin. They don't think that the mitzvah Sviyas Oymah is a din in the Beis Din. No, it's a din in every in Klal Yisrael. But the reason it says Sviyatim Lachem is not to tell you that everybody individually has to count and you can't be Yotze Shemei Ka'oynah. The reason is just telling you that everybody has to be Yotze this mitzvah. But you can be Yotze Shemei Ka'oynah. So in the Noi name of the mitzvah Zu, Abbas Levad Koi, Kamoy Mishmitim Yoyimus, Tafsiv Shom Sviyatim Lacho, Ela Koya Tzibu. It's telling you, Sfatim Lachem, that this is going on a Tzibu. Avol Be'emes, Im Shamach HaVeiro, Yishe Sofa, but according to this second Shita, if you heard from your friend that he counted and he was Mechavim to Moitzi you, V'izkav HaNotzitz, Gam HaVeiro, Kimen Lo Yitzioi, Yotze Kmoi B'chol Mokom Dekayim Elon, Shemeah Ka'ayna. The Mishabura brings, the Bialoko brings, that this is a Machloik Zachroinim. He says, V'machloik Zalavush V'chot Yaakim V'apichodosh. The Levush Chayakov says, "Kmoit l'inu lulav doshin l'kachtem lachem l'kol echad v'echad." Just like by lulav, it says l'kachtem lachem, and we know that it means every single individual person, male, has to take the lulav because you can't be yotze with somebody else taking the lulav. So the version of Yaakov says that you cannot be yotze with Shemek Oin, everybody individually has to count. It says that by Halacha Finis Daiti, Tov is a pluk to Ben HaRishonim. By Halacha says he thinks it's a machlokes Rishonim. To Rashi Prishon Ben Menachos Tav Samachay on the base, Almadik Omashon Ben Gemara Kol Echav Echav. This drosh is a Gemara Menachos Tav Samachay. It's Svartem Lachem. Sphere of Kalecha Bechad, Rashi says, Shkalecha Chayav Lisper Ubiya Bechadusha Rashba, the Rashba in Menachos Dvorov explains Rashi's words, the Yikavon is a toy Litzibu Levad, Lola Chalyachav Yokad, Havle Lemeim, Sephatem Levad Velishtoi. Right, the Rashba explains that if it would have just meant Lafuki the Beistim and to tell you that everybody's Mokhuyav, then it should have just said Sephatem. Sephatem is Lashon Rabim, and we know it's not going on a Beistim, it's going on everybody. But since it says Usfatim Lachem is to tell me that everybody individually is chayav and cannot be yotzei shemekoyin. Midikom alachem, mashma de baloyim alachol echad ein shom. Hayda mitzvah shayach al kol yochel yochel v'nei atzmai, that's shittes Rashi. Ulum hazeh, miloshon akadmo in aritz geyus, mashma she'echad yochel hoitzi yitzchaber b'zeh. However, the aritz geyus, which is borderline one of the goyinim, says that you can be right to be a bishul with Shemek Oyna, to Zele Shoyna Behilcha Sfira. He says, V'onuka kibanu me avasena smach the Sfira Soyma ba'amido. He says, we know that Sfira Soyma has to be standing up. T'chsiv ma'ochel chemesh ba'komo, she'en tam lemo komo, ela ba'koyma, u'ba'amido. He says, M'atsoy shavu shoyma l'acha tulis avet v'inoyam, u'kudush l'sidro k'shen yoishvin. So he says, when they said, u'valetzio and sitting down, M'atsoy shavu, no'gu rishoynim l'shoynim, l'vorach shli yatsiva ma'umet. So it's everybody was sitting down. The Shliach Tzibur was standing up. So the Shliach Tzibur would make the bracha standing up. And we didn't want to matriach the Tzibur to have to stand up. So they would be yotze with the bracha of the Shliach Tzibur. At kind of show you. So it can't mean, says the Mishabur, Mashmat Mizad, the yotze misfir also. It doesn't just mean the yotze with the bracha. The yotze with the sphere as well with Shemek Oina. Because if it just means the yotz with the bracha, but then they've got to serve for themselves, can I call upon Sirkan Lamwe Sphere Gufer Sirkalasmovit? Then they would still have to stand up to make the sphere themselves. So it must be that the yotz of the sphere with Shemek Oina from the Chazan. So we have a machlokes, whether you can yotz Shemek Oina the sphere is Oina. So what chatting must in this machlokes? What's the answer for the machlokes? So there's another machlokes benegedish to Shemek Oina. The Gemara, I mean, Toysim Brochus discusses that somebody's in the middle of davening Shemona Esrei, and the Shliach Tzibur starts to chazar to shatz, and he gets to kedusha, and you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei. What should you do now? Should you say kedusha? Should you stop and listen? Should you carry on davening Shemona Esrei? So Toysim says you're not allowed to say kedusha prepare. Because that's for sure a hefsek in the middle of Shemona Esrei. But Tosfos brings Mishem Rashi, it's actually Rashi in Sukkah, Lamed Ches, in Sukkah Mishemek Ha'Oina, that Rashi says that you should stop davening, listen to the Chazan say Kedusha Kodesh Kodesh, and you'll be Yotzer with Shemek Ha'Oina. And Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam says no. Rabbeinu Tam says, if you do that as a hefsek, you should just carry on davening and not be Mechavan to be Yotzer Kodesh Kodesh, because it's a hefsek. So what's pshat in this machlokes? So the bialocha in Tzimuk of Dalet, he brings this machlokes. He has a shayla of following shayla. He has a shayla of somebody is he needs to go to the bathroom. Somebody needs to go to the bathroom. He's not allowed to daven or to make brokos under certain circumstances. So he has a he clears a shayla. What happens if somebody's in this situation? He needs to go to the bathroom and he wants to be yotze a brocha. Can it be yotze with Shemek Ha'Oina from somebody else? So the Bi'al Loko there, when he's declaring his Shaila, his Sofek, he speaks out at study. He says, do we say that Shemek Ha'Oina is Ka'Oina Mamish? Do we say that it's as if he's actually talking? Or do we say no, that it's not as if he's talking, it's just yotze with Shmir? So he wants to say that that's an afkamina. If we say that Shemea is Ka'ina Mamash, if we say that listening is as if he's actually talking, is Ka'ina Mamash, so then if he needs to go to the bathroom, he's not allowed to be Yotze with Shmia either, because as if he's saying the words, and he was not allowed to make the bracha himself, so he's not allowed to be yotze either with shmir. Masha Enkin, if we say the shemeah is not ka'ayna mamish, it's just that there's a special din that there was in this chadish here, the Torah was machadish, that you can be yotze the mitzvahs ba'amira, you can also be yotze with shmir, that you, it's the shmir you bring yotze. So it says in Mishabura, maybe, according to that said, then maybe even if you need to go to the bathroom, you yotze. So we see from the Mishabura, that the machleka, that the stutz dod in shemeah ka'ayna, is shemeah ka'ayna ka'ayna mamish, as if you're talking, or is shemeah ka'ayna, it's not, the yotze were listening. So that is... So that is the machlokes between Rashi and Rabbi Matam. Rashi holds that when Rashi says that if you're listening to Chazaras Hashat and you want to be able to do, you should stop and listen. Rashi holds it's not a hefsek. Why not? Because since Rashi holds that when you're yotze with shemir ka'oina, it's not as if you're talking. You're yotze with your shmir. And just shmir, that's not a hefsek. So maybe you have a double advantage. You can on the one hand be in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, on the other hand, you can yoytze kedusha, and it's not a hefsek. You yoytze the kedusha because you yoytze shmir, and it's not a hefsek because it's not kedibur mamash. Rabbeinu Tam says no. Rabbeinu Tam holds that shemir ke'ayna is ke'ayna mamash. It's ke'ilu you're talking, and since it's ke'ilu you're talking, so then it's a hefsek in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. It says Rabbi Tzal Zalti in the Sefer Mishnah Tziyavetz. This is also the pshat in the machlokes between the Rashi and the Ritzkeis, and these machlokes achronim that the Mishmura brings in Sriya Sa'oim. What's the pshat? He says, according to Rashi, and it's Rashi Nishitosev Be'emes, according to Rashi, we said that Rashi holds, Shemeh is not kind of mamash, Shemeh is a Yotze Mishmi. Yotze Mishmi. So when the Torah comes and says, Usfartem Lochem, Sphira kol echot ve'echot, which means sphira means counting. So Rashi understands that if you're only listening and you're yotze shmir, that's not called sphira lachem. That's not called that you're counting. You're listening to somebody else's counting. Normally, that's under with Kiddush and Avdolah, you could be yotze shmir. But here, where the Torah says usfarta lachem, that you have to count. So the Torah has been regarded to us that here you can't be yotze shmir ka'ina, because shmir is not ka'ina mamish. Shmir ka'ina is normally just being yotze with shmir, and here the Torah said you have to count. With shmir, that's not called that you're counting. So Rashi in the Shitosei that holds shmir is not koina mamash. Rashi has to learn that the svat and lachem svira palechav echol means that you cannot be yotze with shmir koina, and everybody has to individually count. But the Maritz Geirs, he holds that the Rabbein Tama on the other side. He holds that shmir is koina mamash. It's as if you're talking. And therefore, when the Torah says "usfat lachem," you should count for yourself. Then, if you listen to somebody else, it's considered that you're counting because it's already mamish. The Mishmurah brings over here, and it's in Toch Bei Tes Lechol Sfira So'omer, that the minig is that everybody counts for themselves. The minig is that we're machmir, like to everybody should count for themselves. But avada meikra din. When halacha is like Rashi in Hilchas Tefillah, the Mechaber says that the minig is like Rashi, and that, as we know, if in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei you should stop when your chazan gets to kedusha in order to be yotze with shmir, because the minig is like Rashi. However, we hear the minig is that everybody counts for themselves. L'chumra ba'avada b'di'eved, if somebody had for some reason had to be yotze with shmir, then he would be yotze with shmir as well. So that's pshat in machlokes over here. Now another. That's what happens. So the bracha, for sure, you can yotze shmir ka'ayna. So we'll get to the bracha right now. So Mishabrua then, the Shatzin here then says, in Hilchos Sfira So'omer, he says something very interesting. He says, if somebody's got, as we know, somebody has a sofek, whether he's allowed to make a bracha or not, so he doesn't make a bracha, but if he can possibly hear the bracha from somebody else, and be yotze with the shmir ka'ayna the bracha, then Avadi should do that. So when the Shatzin, the Sikhan, hey, brings this, he says, his lashon is like this. When we call mokem pashut, the miyesh le sofek be'eze inyan, the sof lispa b'li brocha. It's pashut that if there's any reason to be mistapik, that he may be not be allowed to make a brocha. If yachol ishmer a brocha m'pi achirim, v'vada enoch anas as ken, if you can hear the brocha from somebody else, you should do that. But he throws in brackets, if yachol ishmer a m'pi achirim, he throws in in brackets, v'yachshoy b'day toilotzeis, ba'a brocha im hu mokhev b'dova, v'vada enoch anas as ken. So what these words mean? He says he should think in his mind that he wants to be yotzer with a bracha if he's mechuyev b'dovah. So Mishabura is saying that he should make it tonight if he's still mechuyev in sfiras ha'omer, and therefore he's still mechuyev to make a bracha. Then he has in mind he wants to be yotzer with a bracha b'shemei ha'omer. But it's mashma from this b'sharatzin that if his bem is not mechuyev anymore in sfiras ha'omer, then he should think to himself that he does not want to be yotze with the bracha that he's hearing. Now what does this mean? What's wrong with just hearing the bracha? What's wrong with even thinking he wants to be yotze the bracha if he's not mechuyev, he's not mechuyev? What's going on? So the ma'isa, the tzlach, the Baal Nedim Yehuda in his chidusha tzlach in brachas, he says a mordika chidush. Based on this machlokes of Rashi ben Atam, whether in the middle of Chazorah to Shatz you're allowed to be Yotzer Kedusha B'Shmia, the Rashi says it's not Ka'ona Mamash, therefore it's not a Hefzik, and Rabbeinu Tam says it's Ka'ona Mamash and it is a Hefzik. Based on this, the Tzlach says the following, that if you want to be Yotzer a Bracha from somebody else, if you're not Mechuyev in that Bracha and you're Mechavan to be Yotzer, then according to Rabbeinu Tam that says that Shomer is Ka'ona Mamash, it's a Bracha of Atolah. A huge chiddush. The Tzlach says that it's a bracha levatola b'shmir because Shemeh is ka'ona mamish and it says that mamish got it's got a din of a bracha levatola. According to Rashi, if it's mechav, only if it's mechav. According to Rashi, that it's Shemeh, it's not ka'ona mamish. It's just a yotze with the shmir. That's not the bracha levatola. You heard the bracha. You heard the bracha. But if it's Shemeh, it's ka'ona mamish. It's ki'ilu. You said the bracha yourself. So then it's a bracha levatola b'shmir. It's a very big kiddush. But I call upon him, we see from the Sharatzin, and the Sharatzin also held like that. Because the Sharatzin says, if you have a suffix, if you need to be yotze sfiras ha'omer, you should have rather try and hear the bracha from somebody else. Yeah. And he throws in these words, v'yachshu v'dayit alot says, v'abrocha imu v'chuy v'dor. You should only be choish, think that I want to be yotze if I'm actually v'chuy. But if I'm not mechuyev, I shouldn't think I want to be yotze. Why not? Because he was choishish for this kiddush of the tzlach. He's choishish that if that the shemeh is ka'ona mamish, so then if he's not mechuyev in the tzvias ayim and he wants to be yotze the bracha, it comes out that he's going to be making a bracha levatola b'shmir. It's a political kiddush. But I'm sorry, that's pshat here in the Sharatzi. In the Indian of Sfiras Ha'omer, we all know, in Mitzvah, another week, it's going to be Kabbalah Satorah. And the Sefer Chinuch says that the whole Indian of Sfiras Ha'omer is to count towards the Kabbalah Satorah, that we are showing, we are expressing our ksifa, our thirst, and our looking forward to Kabbalah Satorah. And everybody asks the Kasha that in that case we're counting the wrong way. We should start from 49 and count down. Count down to mom, and we're looking forward to something. Well, that's how it goes. We say, there's 10 days to go, 9 days to go, 8 days to go, we can't wait. So how come we're counting upwards? So the Chayyar, the Pshat is as follows. And before we get to the Pshat, based on what we just said now, why Be'emes, according to Rashi and the words of Chayyar, why Be'emes, is there a deal in Sfiras Ha'omer that everybody's got to count themselves? And one should not be yotze with shemer ka'ona. Why is there such a din? Why did the Torah tell us over here, according to Rashi, that the sfiras ha'omer is different? Why is it different to Kiddush and Avdolah and Megillas Esther? The Megillas Esther is in the Pesumi Nisa, and it's a tremendous mitzvah. Now for Peking, you can be yotze with shemer. So why is sfiras ha'omer different? So to answer these two questions, l'chora, the pshat is like, when we count sfiras ha'omer, let's say on the second day, what do we count? Hayom Shnei Yomim. Why don't we count Hayom Yom Sheni? Hayom Shlosh Yomim. Why don't we count Hayom Yom Shlishi? Even when it gets into bigger numbers, grammatically, it's when we count 33 days, Hayom Shlosh Yomim, it's we're not counting the grammatically. What we're saying is not this is the 33rd day. We're saying these are 33 days. So why is it? Why do we count like that? Why don't we count? This is the third day, this is the fourth day, the fifth day. Why do we count 3 days, 4 days, 5 days? The chayr that the pshat is that the yemei sfiras ha'omer are days of growth. Days of shtagi, days of growth. We started off on Pesach with a carbon omer, which as we know is brought from Soirim, which is Michael Behema. Soirim is the animal fodder. And we come to Shavuos, we bring Shtei Lechem. The Shtei Lechem is made from wheat, which is human food. So we're growing from a very low madrega to a very high madrega. In Yetzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael, we're the 49th level of Tumah, as we know, and they were meant to Shari Tumah, and they grew in 49 days to an unbelievable madrega of Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu. They received the Torah at Sinai, they saw the Elohim and Tachtonim all in front of them. They heard the Dibros from Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they had the level of a Nevuah like Moshe Rabbeinu. They grew tremendously within 49 days. The Sfasemes says that's why these days are a skula for our growth. That since in the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, I saw over similar volume, since the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was this tremendous spurt, this tremendous growth from Dyuta Taktoira, from the lowest level to the highest level. So too, out in Swiss Oima, every single year, these are days where we can grow from a low level to a very high level. And so when we count Swiss Oima, we're not counting just a day, that this is the second day and this is the third day. We're counting days of growth. The first day is a day of growth. We have to work on something, and the second day has to be moisty for Hoylech. It has to add to that. The second day is not just the second day. It's 2 days. Now we've got 2 days in our pocket. Now we have 3 days in our pocket. Every single day is moisty for Hoylech. Is continuing to with our growth, so that we can then go and receive Torah. Now, so of course, this works two ways. On one hand is growth. On the other hand, we're working towards something. We're working towards to be able to recover the Torah, to receive the Torah at Sinai. So, Enochanami, our whole counting is like the Sefer Chinuch says, is because we are counting towards Matan Torah. We're looking forward to Matan Torah. But with what are we coming to receive the Torah? No, not just stand counting towards Matan Torah because we can't wait. We're counting towards Matan Torah with days that we have in our pocket, days of growth. By Avraham Avinu it says, Avraham Avinu was bar by Yomi. And Chazal say he was bar by Chol Yomov. Oh, he had all his days in his pocket. Every single day was a day of Avoida, Torah, Avoida, Tefillah, and growth. So that's how we're supposed to be coming to Shavuos, with towards Matan Torah, with 49 days in our pocket, the 49 days of growth. And with that, we're coming to recover the Torah. So the Emes, of course, it works two ways. We're counting towards Matan Torah. But the counting towards Matan Torah is not just stomach countdown. We can't wait till Matan Torah arrives. It's a days of growth, how much we've grown, and how much are we ready to receive the Torah. Now, these days of growth are twofold. It's the growth of Klal Yisrael as a tzibur, and the growth of every yochid v'yochid. It's an individual thing. Everybody's on a different level. Everybody's got something different to work on. Kriyodua, whether it be in Torah, Yibud HaTorah, or Amunah, or Midas, whatever it may be, in Dikdabu Mitzvahs, in Yediyas HaTorah, there's so many things that a person has to work on. Everybody's holding somewhere different. So the days, the growth that a person has to have in the days of Swiss Omer, from day 1 to day 49, is a very individual thing. And that is why the Torah tells us over here, Sfatim Lochem, you, everybody has to count for themselves. It's not enough to be Yotze Shomer Ka'ona, says Rashi. Because it's a very individual thing. If your 2 days, which you have in your pocket, are not the same as the other guy's 2 days, which he has in his pocket, so everybody has to count for themselves. Because everybody has to measure his own growth. Every person's growth is individual. And we're not trying to knock and to copy anybody else. We have to do our own thing and see where we're holding and improve and correct and be masakin. And with that, every individual is working towards his Matan Torah. As we know that everybody also has their own chelik in Torah. It says v'sein chalkenu b'soyah sechol. Because if everybody has a chelik in Torah, Hashem also says this, that everybody has his own chelik in Talmud Torah, in Chidushe Torah. Everybody's, the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael b'klolus, and it's been given to every individual person b'protus. So that is the whole idea behind Sfiras HaOmer, that it's a two-way process. The number on we're counting upwards because we are increasing every day, we're increasing more in our Torah and our Avodah, and we're working towards Matan Torah to be able to get the Torah. And that two-way process has two parts to it. It's the Tzibur and the Yochid. And then the Zohar it says Mufurish that this inyan. In Zoyan Pasha's Emor, it says that Yimei Tzvi's Oyma is Yimei Tahara. It's Yimei Tahara for Klal Yisrael, he compares it to the Shiva Nekim, that a woman is Matai herself. It's Yimei Tahara. And he says that every day we count another day of Tahara, another day of Tahara is being Meramaz, that it's not just the second day and the third day. It's 2 days of Tahara, 3 days of Tahara. And then the Zohar speaks out and he says in Parshas Emor that if a person is not Matai himself during these days of Tzvi'as HaOmer, then he will not be Zerchat his Chelik in Torah. He says there in his Aramaic, Ulo Yizke L'Chulka Dilei B'Torah. So you see in the Furish in the Zohar that this is the Yisrael, that the counting Tzvi'as HaOmer is for growth, personal growth, in order that everybody should be Zerchat his Chelik in Torah, like a Shvach, which will help. That we should come and meet Hashem next week to Shavuos. We should all be zeicha to Kabbalah Satoya, the Tzibur, and every individual Kabbalah Satoya. Thank you, God.